We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are always looking for things to do for you to do here in Connecticut. And so anytime we get the opportunity to talk about it, we will. Crosby Kemper, the director of the Institute of Museum and Library Services, joining us here on Brian & Company. Good morning, Crosby. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
I'm good. Although I got to tell you, I don't know if it's from reading or what, but I'm 51. My eyesight just gets worse by the day. I started using cheaters because my wife was using them, and now that I use them, I can't live without them. So I don't know.
I have a recommendation for you. Large print books at the library.
They make big. It's really, it's both encouraging and pathetic. But I that's a good idea, and I love our local library in Windsor. Listen, so this summer, I think I had a bunch of things I want to ask you, but I'll start with museums and Connecticut. And this summer, there's a lot of opportunity to go for free or reduce admissions. Right. Tell us a little bit about the program.
So the IMLS created this program with our partner, the Association of Children's Museums, free and reduced admission based on the free and reduced lunch program. It gets families, particularly families who couldn't normally afford to go to the museum, into the museum. And we think particularly this summer, post-pandemic, this is a great moment for families to get back into the cultural swing of things and go to their local museum and experience the wonder and the imagination that is there. So that's the Museum for All program, and you can find out about it either at your local museum or imls.gov, our website.
So it's Museum for All, and is there like a list of Connecticut museums that are free or reduced admission?
Yeah, you can find that on our website, imls.gov, and if there's a museum you want to go to, I'd recommend highly just visiting their website or calling them up or walking in.
What is the website, the .gov website again?
IMLS.gov.
IMLS.
IMLS.gov.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no necessary like income requirements or whatever. It's just open to everybody?
Well, the museums, of course, are open to everybody. The program is based on the SNAP program, what used to be called food stamp program, the income level for that. So it's lower. It's for lower income folks, though. It encompasses now something like a third of the population of the United States. So, it's our way of getting folks who don't normally go to museums into museums. And one of the things we know about that is the cultural resources that museums provide and represent are really important to lifelong learning and therefore to lifelong success.
Yeah, I totally agree. Crosby Kemper, director of the Institute of Museum and Library Services here on Brian & Company. You know, you sort of mentioned it at the top. How are museums doing? I was just talking about how I haven't taken my kids in a long, long time, and I'm wondering if that's just sort of the way our we have three teenagers and it's splintered, or if it was like a hangover effect from the pandemic. I mean, we asked this of travel too. Like, where are we relative to like 2019?
So actually, yeah, in 2022, we're still probably 20% down from visitation before the pandemic. But this year, my understanding is that the first quarter, we saw a return to about where we were in 2019. And you know, as the pandemic ends, this is what people want to do. They want to get out of their house. They want to get into a place where there are other people who are enjoying the same things and experience things that are outside of our daily lives, that you know, about the wonder of the world, which is what museums tell us, or about our history, or about the science of our universe, which becomes much more important as climate changes and technology changes. And the experience is great, and particularly if you can experience it together with your family.
Yeah, particularly if there's a cafe that has cheesecake.
And absolutely, cheesecake and really good coffee is very important. As all museums and libraries have discovered over the last 20 years, you better have that cafe, and most do.
Yeah, I used to do that with my mother. It's really, really a great way to do it, and a special treat for the kids, too. Crosby Kemper, director of the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Also, we've done a lot of talk on the show about book challenges. I mean, that's sort of the euphemism, right? So we don't like to...
Right, book banning.
Yeah.
People concerned about their school reading lists, et cetera. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. And you know, we understand the importance to parents, and most libraries understand the importance to parents of what their kids read, and the parents should continue to be guides in that. But on the other hand, it's also true that the library has been a huge resource to people of all kinds, all backgrounds, and all needs. And so there's got to be a meeting ground where the librarians and the teachers, school boards, and library boards are talking to each other and talking to the community.
Yeah. I mean, I arrive at, you know, like, you can choose not to read it. But, you know, I'm curious how long you've been in this segment. Like, have you, is it your whole career? Is it 20 years, 30 years, so 10 years, 5 years?
I've been the director of the IMLS, the Institute of Museum and Library Services, for 3.5 years. Before that, I was 15 years as a library director in Kansas City. Before that, I was a banker.
Oh, wow.
Before that, I was a hobo.
So you did a career change. That's cool. That's really neat. And
absolutely.
My quick contextual question before we let you go, and again, we remind people to go to imls.gov to find, you know, the starting point to get either free or reduced admission to museums
here in
Connecticut. Is the book challenge stuff, is this peak from your experience? Has it never been like this before?
You know, if you went back to the McCarthy era, you would have seen some similar things going on. It's in recent history, in anybody's adult lifetime today, this is probably the most significant amount of this we've had. And I think there are reasons for it. The problem, of course, isn't in libraries or schools. The problem really is in the internet. The pornography, the polarization of everything that's going on is a thousand times worse on the internet and social media than it is in your local library. Your local library is still a place for lifelong learning.
Oh, the library is the best. I love the library. Crosby, we got to run. We're out of time. It's great to connect. And listen, we hope people take advantage and go to imls.gov and see where they can go this summer in Connecticut or wherever they may be traveling. Have a great day, sir.
Great. Thanks so much. You too.
Right. Crosby Kemper, director of the Institute of Museum and Library Services.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.